Welcome to The Grow Show. Grow yourself, grow your business, grow your community. Here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show, where I'm going to be talking to a returning guest. Now, I spoke to this guy a couple of years ago. Actually, it's probably nearly 3 years ago in the pandemic, all about his business journey and how he got into it. And he's a federal marketer, just like myself. And I can't wait to bring him back because there's so much stuff going on at the moment in terms of the world. It's really easy to get distracted, but actually we're going to be talking about the customer journey. We're going to be talking about marketing, content. And do you know what? Who better to talk to than this guy? I've got Matt Riddle on the show. How are you doing, Matt? You all right?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. You?
I'm very good. Now, based on the conversation we've just had, this is going to be a kick-ass show because we are going to be talking about some good old-fashioned stuff, which is all around the customer, about what they want and what kind of stuff people can do to kind of get help their customer journey and so much more. But before we start, Matt, tell us about you, your business, and for people who don't know you, what you do.
So I'm Matt Ruddle. I've got a company called Ruddle Digital. I know it's a really original name. We do all things marketing. Not just digital, we do everything from SEO and pay-per-click right the way through to social media, content creation, whatever the project needs, we create from a marketing point of view. Been going for about 4 years now, which is absolutely crazy. Obviously survived the pandemic, and you know what, I've worked with some amazing people over my time in marketing, you know, from big events, global events, to people with various OBEs, CBEs, MBEs, whatever initials after the name. And it's been one hell of a ride. And my passion is helping customers. I probably sacrifice quite a lot just because I want to get involved and I want to help people. And my driver is seeing them succeed. So that's what I do.
Nice. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you very much for spending your time today talking to us. And apologies for any dog barks or anything like that, as you might hear. They've been really good, but hey, they're dogs at the end of the day. So
exactly. It's all good.
We were talking beforehand about kind of the customer journey. And I basically ask you the main question. The question I ask all my guests is, what do your clients talk to you about? What are they asking you about at the moment? And you mentioned about the customer journey. Can you just expand on what is a customer journey and what are they talking to you about?
Yeah, so the customer journey is kind of, people often refer to it as things like the sales funnel or all of that kind of stuff. And it's essentially knowing kind of who your customers are and the journey that you want to take them on to them not only becoming a customer, but actually becoming a returning customer as well. And when you know that kind of path, and it's almost creating it's almost like creating the Big Mac, that you know whether you go to McDonald's in Tokyo or London or New York, a Big Mac is a Big Mac. So it's creating those processes that you know when people are going to convert, how you're going to convert them, and every step along the way. And realistically, clients are talking to me like they talk to probably any marketer of going, I want more business. How do I get more business? And it's about having those processes and just creating that map, basically, of where they want to go and how they want to get there.
Nice.
Because people often get caught up in the, I'll say it, the shiny shit, of the new gadgets and gizmos that come out. And realistically, those are tools. You know, that's like putting, new tires on your car or getting a bigger, engine or something like that. You still need that vehicle to get you from A to B, but things like email marketing or ChatGPT and all these things are the accessories. They're the tools. They're the extra tires that, you're going in rough terrain, so you want better tires or whatever. You want, better fuel in your car. Those are the things that go around it. What you're actually wanting is you want to know where you're going to start from and where you're going to end up and the road that you're going to take, because then you can add on and go, right, it's going to be a 4-hour journey. I better take a, you know, pack of sweets and a drink and whatever. Great. Those are your email marketing, ChatGPT, your social media, things like that. The vehicle is the message, the problems that you solve, everything like that, really. So,
no, I love it. And you mentioned about ChatGPT and email marketing. But actually, you could add pretty much anything else into that mix. They're all tools to kind of convert your message into value for the audience and your customer. And it's quite funny that we alluded to it before we went live, but about people being focused on, you know, platforms like ChatGTP, that's the big buzzword at the moment. And actually, it is about, and I'm so glad you used the phrase, it's a tool, because that's how I've always seen it. And tools can be good or they could be bad. It all depends on how people use those particular tools. So do you think people are being distracted by it at the moment and being forced into using it in ways that aren't benefiting their customer or benefiting their customer journey?
Absolutely. And you know what? Even I'm guilty of it, because you see these things coming along and you go, ooh, something shiny. What's that? And again, it then dominates social media. So I started using ChatGPT before it started getting clogged up with every man and his dog. And, you know, it was great. And again, it's changed so much over the last few months. But if you don't have a purpose to use it, then you're literally just sat there going, what can I ask it? What can I get it to do? And you just throw rubbish at it, which means you'll get some good stuff coming out of it still, but it's still rubbish, because everybody has to, everybody forgets there has to be a purpose to it all. And this is where people often forget that at the start of the journey, whether it's a physical journey or whatever, you have to have a destination. And that's where people kind of get lost, is the fact that if you don't know where you're going, how can you get there? How do you know when you've got there? And the customer journey always starts with knowing who your target audience is. And the danger with that is people can often try and be all things to all people. I've been in a business that we tried that. And unless you've got limitless pockets, you're never going to do it. And I've worked with companies where they're going like, right, we have 20 target markets. Great, good for you. But which ones are you more effective in? Which ones can you actually get better results for? And actually narrowing those down, we targeted one business in particular, and they dominated that space to the fact that actually I saw that they had been awarded a Queen's Award last year.
Wow.
So, and they've gone from strength to strength. But when I started working with them years ago, they were literally going, well, 20 different industries. Their website was covering these 20 different industries, and they were getting traction in nothing. So narrowing it down, knowing exactly who their best customers were, people that had money to spend, that they could get the best results for, they could easily explain it, really nice and simple, great. We can build the journey around that because we know the problems that we're solving. Because quite often people get caught up in telling people that they're the best for whatever it is that they do. And it's quite easy. I said to you earlier, it's quite easy for me to say I'm the best thing since sliced bread when it comes to marketing. But you as a potential client, that means absolutely nothing to you. Whereas if I actually started answering the questions that you are actually asking, because those are your pain points, those are the things that you need solving, then all of a sudden we connect better. And yeah, there are a couple of great books out there. One, Steph Thomas, Instant Networking. There's a bit in there where Steph talks about the sales funnel, and the traditional sales funnel is, you know, it's top loaded. You pull things in at the top, something happens, and you supposedly get customers at the bottom. Well, Steph says, turn it on its side, and that's the way it should be. And that's exactly the way it is, because you have to draw people through the process. And you can't just go, well, I've put a tweet out, how good is that? No, you have to do enough to get people to move along. It's almost like a car wash. You don't just sit there at the start of a car wash and go, right, nothing's happening. The little thing underneath grabs you and pulls you through the car wash. that's what you've got to do with your customer journey, is you've got to drive people through to the end, because once they get to the end, they've got a lovely shiny car, they're happy, and then they come back. And the other book is They Ask, You Answer by Marcus Sheridan, because the traditional sales route is changed. You know, the pandemic's spoiled us, because if we can't get something tomorrow, we won't bother. And the problem with that is that people will go and do their due diligence online. They will look up, not you, they'll look up the solution to their problem. If they can solve it, great. But if they need somebody else to solve it, a product, a service, whatever, then you need to be answering the questions. And people often kind of are a little bit fluffy on this, because they're still trying to promote themselves rather than just get into something that's open, honest, and transparent. But you only do that by knowing who your target audience is and their problems and their pain points. And that's literally it, is you need to know who you're targeting at. Then you need to know the route that you're going to take them. And this is why over the years I've created this thing, this model called Scent, like the American coin, because it all starts with content. And you know, like I'm sure all of our mothers said to us once upon a time, that if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And that's the same with content, is we've got to have a purpose. We've got to put content out there, because we've got to answer the questions that our target audience are actually asking, because then we can show our expertise and we can share with them knowledge, and we can share and start to build up those relationships. We've then got E for engagement, because content is great out there, but we want people to do something. We want to engage them. We want them to comment on our social media. We want them to, you know, share our content out with their networks. We want them to do something, because otherwise, if they just look at something and just go, great. And this could even be signing up for a lead magnet so that we get their information. So that, again, this is all a power struggle with data, because if people are just reading stuff online, but they're never giving us their email address, their phone number, or engaging with us that way, then we've got to wait for them to roll around again, to come and see what we're putting out. So we've got to engage with them. And then once we have got their stuff, their information, we then nurture them. Because at the end of the day, nobody buys anything instantly unless there is that huge emotional connection or need to buy it. You know, we don't go onto Amazon and just browse. I mean, we do. Of course we do. But we generally, the purchases we make are the ones that we go, I need that. So we need to nurture people through. And this is why people like Amazon and you know, all the big supermarkets, all of this, send us messages all the time, because they're constantly nudging us to come back and buy something with us. They're trying to entice us with those offers. And then the final thing is transact. Because if you've got the content right and you've got the engagement right and you've started to build your database, you can then nurture them and you can automate that and use some shiny tools for it. The transaction part should be really nice and simple, because you've built up that relationship. And this is all based upon not just my experience, but there was a study from Google years ago that people quite often overlook, and it doesn't get mentioned in a lot of places. But they found that the ideal formula for winning customers is 7-11-4. That's 7 hours of content, 11 touch points in 4 different locations. And you might be thinking, how am I going to get somebody to spend 7 hours with me? Well, it's quite simple when you break it down. Videos. Videos are tremendous, same as podcasts and things like that. Blogs. We read them, we watch them, we listen to them in all different locations, which is also the 11 touch points as well. Because every time somebody's hearing our voice or seeing us on video or reading our blogs, they're getting closer to us. So they're spending more time with us, they're interacting with us more. And then in the 4 different locations, well, you know what? I was in the gym this morning and I was listening to an audiobook. So I'm interacting with somebody straight away, even though I'm not doing anything. They're in the gym with me. I then get in the car and the audiobook starts playing again. So in my journey home, they're still with me. Then I get home and I might put it on. So they're at home, they're with me. And then, you know what? I might see something online. I might be out and about. I might, you know what, I might even go to Sainsbury's, stick my AirPods in, and I might be listening to an audiobook as I'm picking up milk and eggs. So all of a sudden, that pressure gauge of getting them up to that buy-in place, it's easy because we put out good content, we've engaged with them, we're nurturing them through emails, through social media, through text messaging, through picking up the phone and speaking to them. Heaven forbid, you know, people can do that. And you know, or even using, I mean, amazing little tools like Bonjoro. You know, Bonjoro is a little video messaging app that is free to use. Free. I mean, but again, you're connecting with people on a one-to-one personal video. Now, all of this has to fit in on your journey because if I sent you a random video message when you haven't engaged with me, you haven't downloaded an ebook or you haven't done anything, and you just get this random message from this random guy that you've never even met, what are you going to do? You're going to ignore it. So you've got to have these steps, and processes are you know, a big thing for me, because I think once you create that journey and you go and you've created that effectively, that spider web, that once you get people into it, they can't escape unless they unsubscribe, because you've got to include an unsubscribe in most places. They're always going to get something from you, because that means that when they're ready to buy, when they're ready to make the decision, who's there with them? You. And it's as simple as that. And that's why the journey is so important, because you'll get loads of people going in, right, I want to talk to you about your email marketing strategy. Why? Because I don't even know who I'm aiming at. So how am I going to send out all these emails? I will just buy a database. No, never do that. And you know, let me talk about, you know, creating some blogs for you. Great. What are they going to be on? Because I don't know what my customers' problems are. So therefore, how can I create content that is actually useful? Because the danger is that you end up of going down a path that isn't where you want, going to lead to where you want to be. And that is incredibly dangerous and costly, because all of a sudden you've ended up with customers that might be bad payers, which none of us want those. They're not actually going to be repeat customers. They're going to be one and done. And they're not people that you'd like to work with. And when creating those customer avatars and target customers, those are some of the questions I always ask people. Because you can do the traditional, you know, oh, right, we're going to create Jane now as our customer avatar, and what's Jane's favorite color, and kind of all this stuff, whatever. But you go, well, look, are these people, have they got a budget? Do we like working with them? And can we get them results? Because if you can't complete that triangle, what's the point? Because and the results thing is the most important for me.
And do you think that's where people fall down to start off with? Because I love the whole sense model. That's brilliant. But my thought was, before you just said that, was I wonder which part people fall down on most. But actually, taking this a step back, I think it's actually even before you go into scent. It is working out who they're targeting, and maybe taking a step even back from that, what their business is. Maybe it's actually at a fundamental level, what is their business? How are they helping people? Because from there, I could be looking at it from a too high point of view here, but if they don't know who they are, how the hell are they going to know who they're trying to attract and who they're trying to target?
And this is the thing, and it's quite interesting. I don't know when this is going out, but I watched the final of The Apprentice last night.
Okay, so this is literally going out on Monday. I haven't watched the final yet.
I'm not going to say
Full
who wins,
disclosure.
don't worry. Yeah, I'm
Okay.
not going to say who wins, don't worry. But there was one of them who, you know, hair salon, so close to your heart, you know, I don't, I'm mine.
It's falling down. It's fine.
exactly, slipping there. But I sat there and listened to her talk about something, and she was like, well, we can do this, we can do this, and we can do this, 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 this. And you go, that's too many strands to the business. and strands hair. But and trust me, I've been in a business where, again, we try to do too much, and that sometimes that, and sometimes this is why you need to bring somebody else in from an external point of view, because, and certainly from my point of view, I'm never afraid to ask the stupid questions of why or so what, because what you think is important might not be. But she was talking about, well, it's not just about cutting people's hair. We can train people up. We can do hair extensions. We can do this. We can do this. This. And you go, yeah, but again, you're casting your net so wide because somebody might want this one little service. So you've got to provide it, which means you've got to have all the equipment, all the expertise and the times and, all of this. And actually, whilst you're servicing this one customer who might be worth £100, there could be a £10,000 customer who doesn't want that, who wants your normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill service, but are going to pay £10,000 for it. So you're going to worry about this £100 one, and you're going to miss out on the big fish. And I think that's what a lot of businesses fall down on. And you're absolutely right on it, of going, if I don't know what I'm going to offer, and again, hand on heart, this is where I've been over the last 4 years, really, because I've kind of dipped in on things and gone, well, I could do this and I could do this and I can have all these wonderful things, because I've been finding my feet. I came from a business where I've been there 13, 14 years, whatever. Again, we made a lot of mistakes, and I decided to set up on my own. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Did I want to do consultancy? Did I want to do SEO? Did I want to do content? Did I want to, just faff around for a few years? Whatever. We have to know what it is that is our core offering. What makes us get up in the morning and want to go to work, want to sit in front of a computer, want to get in the car and drive hundreds of miles or whatever. What do we want to do? What is the problem and the value that we can offer for people? Because once we know what we're offering, then we can look at our target audience, because we can say, okay, well, this is our skill set. This is what we're offering. Who can we help with that? Who's got a problem that, we're going to be their Liam Neeson? I've got a particular set of skills that, I can help you with. And that's it. And that's when you look at the customer avatar, or whatever you want to call them, and then you kind of set your journey of going, we know the problems that, and the value, well, the problems that we can fix, not the problems we can bring, because that would just be terrible. But we know the value we can bring. We know who can value, can see that value, who's also got the money to pay for it, because again, it's all right having a bit of a having a passion for some of these things, but if your target audience doesn't have the budget to spend, you haven't got a business. You've got a hobby, and that's not going to keep you in, bread and water. So we need to see where our value is, and again, like I said, this is sometimes where having an external person come in and just go, so what? Because if you can't answer, if you say, right, well, I'm the greatest at this, yeah, but so what? Yeah, but that means I can do this. Yeah, but so what? And just taking it down a couple of levels and peeling back those layers and just going, right, now we've got to the core of it. Now we know what you're good at, the problems you solve, the quality you bring. We know who to aim it at, which means we know our core messaging and our core values, and we can build that journey. How are we going to create the content? How are we going to engage? How are we going to nurture them? And then how are we going to get to them to that transact stage and beyond, so that they come back? Because that's the key thing, is because once they transact, we need to re-nurture them. We need to make sure that we onboard them properly, because we don't want them to be a one and done customer. We want them to continue. So we've got to kind of keep looping them around, of going, right, you're on board now. We're going to get you to, we're going to nurture you more to make sure that you love us, and that, we deliver on everything that we've said, so that you come back and you transact again. And then we're going to nurture you again. And we're going to create these extra levels that go, that you go, you know what, I can't live without these guys. And more importantly, I'm going to tell everyone about them. So we create those angel customers. And that's the best form of marketing at the end of the day.
It really is. Really is. And it's funny how you have conversations with people and it makes you think back about your own personal journey. And it's quite funny that obviously you started your business 4 years ago and you were with someone 13 years beforehand. I was kind of, in my mind, I set up Grow and Grow Market Media, Grow Radio, all that stuff, but Grow 8 years ago. So in 2015, I set it up. And yeah. I set it up with a core passion to help people tell their message, to share their ideas. That was my core principle. And at the time, it was social media. And that's where I focused on. But what I realized, and I realized quite quickly, but I was slow to implement it because I had to take a few external people to tell me this and kind of clarify my thinking, that actually my niche, my power is through podcasting and through broadcasting. That's my big, that's what I love doing. I love talking to people. I love listening. I love distilling their ideas. But more important, I love to teach people and support people through doing it themselves. So for me, I found my niche in terms of that. And then from there, my customer journey became actually quite simple because I knew who I was targeting. So if everybody, or everybody with a business, everyone with a community, whatever it was, it's actually talking to people who are looking to launch a podcast or be a guest on a podcast. That narrows it down straight away. But it took me a period of time to figure that bit out.
Yeah.
And during that time, I'm going to be honest, I was playing with it. I was playing with it. I had a few things that I was kind of looking at. I was even playing with podcasting at that time because I didn't really see it as a viable option. And I'm really glad I went through that process because now I've got my thinking clarified. So for anybody who's listening and watching who thinks to themselves, well, actually, do you know what? This is all good and well, but I don't know where I'm at. Sometimes having a chat with an external source, like Matt said, pays dividends. And even if you don't like the answers you're getting or you're giving, that's probably the right answers for you to hear at that particular time when it comes to your business. Sometimes taking the emotion out of it and taking a step back, which is what an outside person can do, can really pay dividends with it. Really pay dividends. I think without those chats, I wouldn't probably be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah. And look, there's a great little story. And I don't know whether I get in trouble for sharing it, but in a company I worked with, or a company I worked for rather, we got a load of investments. And one of the things that we did, we brought somebody on board who had worked with a company that's, I can't remember whether they just sold at the time and you know, had grown and sold for a good number of millions. So we brought him on board as a kind of a operations director or something. Anyway, doesn't matter. But he did a whole breakdown of the company. And one of these things that you have to do when bringing in an external person is you do have to have a bit of a thick skin because the if they're worth their salt, they're going to be honest with you. And they have to be honest with you because otherwise, if they sugarcoat it and go, you know what, your business is fine, you don't need anything, you do. But anyway, we brought this guy on. And I remember being sat in a management meeting and him doing a presentation. And he actually turned around and said, one of the issues is that we were a rudderless ship. And that went down like a lead balloon. Certainly with the MD, because obviously he's going to be leading the business and you've got some guy coming in who we're paying a pretty penny to and literally just turns around and goes, you're a rudderless ship. But actually, and I remember at the time, I'm going, wow, okay, not sure about this. But hindsight's a wonderful thing. And when I look back at it and go, you know what? We didn't know our target audience. We were trying to be all things to everyone. We were trying to, you know, compete with companies who had hundreds of millions of pounds worth of investments. And we were the small fry on the block that we were trying to go for that global domination. Where we weren't even known in the town we were in. Mm-hmm. And so for this guy to come in and say we were a rudderless ship, I remember coming out of that meeting and having a conversation or two where it was literally like, what does he know? Turns out a lot. And okay, yeah, he wasn't the greatest, but actually we should have taken heed from that, and we should have kind of learned from it and gone, you know what? Because it was a good few years later that we actually sat down and went, who are our target audience? And this was something slightly different. And so we kind of went, we never acted on it. And like you said, you know, like for yourself, for me, you know, so even having sat in that conversation and kind of setting up on my own, kind of going, what am I doing? What do I bring to the table? You know, kind of what do my clients need, or who are my clients? And kind of all that kind of inward looking. And we are always too close to it. And we're too passionate about it as well sometimes. And passion isn't a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but it makes us blinkered because we go, I am going to do this, and I'm going to throw out all those kind of things. And sometimes we just need that step to take that step back and literally go, right, what am I doing? What am I really doing? And who am I helping? And you know, like you said, once you figure that out, all of a sudden, from that fog, it clears and a path is there. And you go, I can go and reach my destination then, because it's clear. You know, I know where I'm going, I know how I'm going to do it. Or I might not know how I'm going to do it, but I know who, you know, I'm going to take on that journey.
Yeah.
And that's it then. And the pieces fall in place. And that's where you then add the tools in and things like that, like, you know, email marketing or other content or video or whatever, because you know what tools you need to do that journey.
Yeah, 100%. And if you don't know, if you haven't got that clarification and you don't have those tools in place and you don't know what content, always take a step back. If you're never sure, if you're not sure about one bit, take a step back. And we've covered a hell of a lot in the last half hour, to be fair. A hell of a lot.
Which gone is on a complete tangent.
But no, I love it. We've spoken about car washes, The Apprentice, and all that stuff. By the way, love the car wash analogy. Absolutely fantastic.
You know what, me too. It's only because the wife's working from home today, so I got sent on a coffee run, as you do, and I passed the car wash, and I thought, I need to call in.
Yeah.
So
I just want to give you kudos for that. That was just, spot on. Absolutely spot on. And we could carry this conversation for ages about this, but I want people to book in with you. I want people to have a chat with you about the customer journey and about the tools there, because it's all good and well us talking about it. It's all good and well actually people watching us and actually absorbing the content and doing that. But I want them to take action. Because actually this is
that's the key.
Really, really important stuff. Not just from a content level, not just a kind of a tools level. How we haven't even spoke about processes, which as you said is really important and so key in everything. But I want people to take action. So Matt, how can people kind of contact you, book your time? Do you have coaching hours? Do you have packages? How can people work with you?
Quite simple, really. Either go to ruddledigital.co.uk or find me on LinkedIn, Matt Ruddle, Matthew Ruddle on LinkedIn. And I, you know what? It's this crazy thing. I offer a free chat. Yes, free. Because you know what? One of my passions is just helping people. And if that means that we can jump on a call, you can pick my brains about something, and there's one or two little golden nuggets that you can take away from that, you know what, I'm happy with that. If it means that we end up working together, even better. But to know that I've made an impact, it's kind of what makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. So join up on LinkedIn, and literally on my LinkedIn profile, there is a Calendly link that you can just grab, book a free call in my diary, and, you know, let's have a chat. You know, bring your problems or your issues from a business and marketing point of view anyway to me, and you know what, and I've always kind of been, I've always wanted to be open and honest with everyone. And I've always taken the philosophy, even with my clients, that if I can't do something, I will help you find the people that can. Because, Gary and I met through networking things and God knows what. So I know enough people in various different spaces to make those connections that, look, if I can't help you with something, I'll find somebody that can. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather leave people in a better situation than I find them. That's just me.
Love
Rightly
it.
or
And I
wrongly.
will make it even easier for people. I will put the link for the booking link for the calendar call by Calendly link into the show notes. So wherever you're watching this, it will be there to do that. Because I think it's so massively important. Really, really is massively important. Last question before we kind of make a move. If you're going to kind of say, kind of give one key point or one big idea that you want to share within or condense this episode into one single kind of phrase or sentence or whatever it is, what do you reckon it will be? And I made that slightly longer so you had time to think about it because I haven't actually asked that at all.
Yeah, thanks for that. Every journey starts with a destination. And I think you can get in a car and you can just drive, but you'll never know when you actually arrive. So the same happens with your customer journey. Where do you want to take them? Whilst you need to know who you're aiming at, every journey starts with a destination. So work out where you're going and where you want people to go. And where you want to take those people, then fill the bus and take them there.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now I'm going to say something that's really corny now. But if you want to make sure that your business isn't rudderless, contact Matt Ruddle. I had to throw it in there because of the rudderless comment earlier. But anyway, back to the show. And thank you very much, everyone, for watching. Matt, you're a legend. Thank you so much for spending the time today for
Thanks
it.
for having me.
And please get in contact with Matt, folks, and connect with him on the social platforms. And as he said, if he can't help, he's going to know someone who will. Simple as that, because he
Definitely.
does know a hell of a lot of people. But Matt, I'm going to leave you be, and I'm just going to quickly sign off. But cheers, Matt. Thank you very much for your
Tonight.
time today. And please, folks, please, please, please get in contact with Matt. Thank you very much for watching. If you've liked this episode, please, please, please like it, share it. If you think it's going to provide value to your audiences, please share it with people. Matt gave some really good stuff about not only about customer journey, but about building the business and knowing who you want to target. And please, if you have any issues with processes or any of the other stuff that we haven't spoke about, get in touch. Thanks, folks, for watching. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.